Stuart, it's a cruel game sometimes, isn't it?
Well, we've done it to teams. I've had it done to me on several occasions in my career, and again, like today, I thought it was a nailed on. We were going to get back to Hillsborough for a replay, but it just shows that they chase the game because the substitutes that they're putting on, the quality that he's putting on. And I just said to the players, look, on the back of a 7-0 defeat here, what a different feeling it is. We can walk out with our heads held high and great performance. But one thing you do, one lack of concentration, kept giving the ball away, just puts you under a little bit of pressure.
Your work rate, your organisation, the shape was spot on today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it did. Whether it was because we've already played them once, it gives an opportunity. But we frustrated them at times. But again, when we had good moments two or three times where we broke maybe a 3v3 or even a 4v3 at times, it's just picking out that killer pass. And which they've done to us in the end. We've given the ball away far too cheaply, and then suddenly, within seconds, it's in the back of your net.
I think a great sign of the challenge today was when they can bring on over £50 million of the substitutes midway through that second half to try and change the game.
Well, again, I've often said to you, and it's not the team that starts, the team that finishes, and I would imagine the manager's not wanting to put David Silva on and Nasri and Cliche on, but as I'm seeing them coming on, I'm thinking, well, he's not actually weakening his team, he's actually strengthening his team.
Your players in particular just put in a shift. I want to talk about the front two who started. I mean, Stevie Mays worked tirelessly again, and it was a great link-up between them for the goal, wasn't it?
Well, it's a weakness we thought we could exploit down their left-hand side, and it paid off fantastically. I think it was Tom Lees maybe slipped the ball in, and Stevie's little pull-back for Atty and a great finish. And it gave us that little bit of belief, that little bit of confidence, get to half-time again. Last time we were here, it was 0-0 at half-time. Suddenly we're going in there, 1-0 up. And we knew we'd frustrated them. But one thing you do know, like I say, is that the top players make the right decisions. But there again, I can't remember Kirky really having a save to make, so we did frustrate them. It was about getting that second goal. We just couldn't get that second goal.
Do you think that Niu's primed for a bit of a run now? He's obviously got two goals in his last two games, hasn't he?
Hope so. He got a header at Wigan, and he's got one unusual for Atty. I think it was probably just outside the 18-yard box, but it was a great goal. It was a great goal, and it just probably came at the right time just to give us that little bit of a lift to get us to half-time as well. But not only that, I'm so proud of every one of the players that have played out there today. They've, like you said, they've put a fantastic shift. And we held our own against the champions here.
And also, without a number of players, I mean, Kieran Westwood's not played today. There's one or two others. I mean, you've lost McGugan and Drenter and players like that too. I mean, your bench was quite youthful looking, wasn't it, as a consequence?
Yeah, it was. It was a very young bench. So the likes of Reece McCabe getting on, getting valuable experience to soak up this sort of atmosphere as well. Labs getting on as well. No, that, like I say, we're just disappointed for the amount of fans that we brought here today, not to get them back to Hillsborough, because, again, it would have been a sellout that night.
Again, mentioning the fans, terrific for you again. I mean, so many of them here, I think 5,500, and gave you a boost as well.
Well, again, from the first minute to the 94th or 95th minute, they get behind the lads, and I think they'll get more so behind the lads when they see the amount of effort and the commitment and the shift that the boys are putting in. But again, I can't thank them enough for them because it's not cheap to come and watch football, and they've made the effort, and I just wish we'd been able to get a draw and get them back to Hillsborough.
Off the back of the last game here, it was probably a challenge, wasn't it, to try and get everyone going again after a 7-0 defeat. But do you think off the back of today, it's actually going to be a lot easier to do that? You know, though you've lost, you kind of keep the momentum going, don't you, to the Forest game?
Well, we had back-to-back wins, and suddenly we come to the champions again, and people just tried highlighting it last time we were here, and we had a little bit of a dip. But I've just said to the players, there were 6 points off the playoffs, and we've got to make sure that all this hard work that you've put in today, we've got to build on that. But we'll take great confidence and great heart from that performance as well.
On the injury front, how's Claude D'Elner? It looked like he picked up a knock in the first half and kind of struggled on as far as he could.
Yeah, he twisted his knee in the first half, so the medical team were umming and ahhing, but Claude said he wanted to try it out for the second half. So in the end, we've had to make changes. I think Atty and Stevie Maid ran themselves into the ground, and Claude with his knee, so... So again, I just feel disappointed like I do for the players. I think we thoroughly deserve something today.
No Westwood. What is exactly the situation there?
Kieran got picked up a bit of a calf strain yesterday in training. He's come for a cross and just tweaked his right calf. So, but hopefully he'll be okay for Saturday.
And as you can imagine, the other fans asking, well, no Kieran Westwood, they panic a little bit because they're worried that, you know, they're not playing him because he might be cup tied and that might impact his future in January. Can you sort of reassure them that that wasn't the case today?
No, he's picked up a calf injury, so it was a case that it was too much of a gamble to play him. And hey, Chris Kirkland's coming in and done excellent as well, but the most important thing is getting Kieran right for next Saturday against Forest.
Yeah, how tough was it for sort of Kirkland when he's played the cup games to sort of just come in for these matches in particular? Does he deserve credit for that because he's a keeper that's used to playing regularly? It's not obviously easy just to come in for games against the champions of England, is it?
Well, his last game, he's obviously conceded 7, but he wasn't. Nothing was to do. None of his goals were his fault. It was partly down to the sending off as well. That it went going down to 10 men. But again, I thought it just shows what a top professional he is. He's kept himself in good form, good fitness, and it proved today. I just need to start working on him scoring from corners when he goes up for the last minute.
On a final note, obviously the transfer window is open now. Is there any positive news at all, whether it's Lewis McGugan or anything else?
We're in discussions with Watford, and at the moment we're happy to do it. We're just waiting for Watford and Lewis to give us the green light. But we know. You'll have to look at the bench today. We need to strengthen, and it's a case of we've identified players, and hopefully Paul Aldridge and chairman can sort out the deals to get these players in as well.
Because you've said in the past, haven't you? You know, I need to have a bench. I need to be able to look at the bench and have impact players that I can introduce.
Well, credit to the lads today. You just said about what players we've got out and what lads haven't been playing, featuring much football, that they've gone out there today. And like you say, they've set their standards, and they've got to make sure they keep them standards going. But we do know we need that little bit of strength in depth as well.
Hard luck to do it.
Cheers, thank you.